It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah. All right, here we are. It's, wow, it's already Tuesday?
Man.
And a Trash Talking Tuesday at that, thanks to Florence Recycling. Good morning. It is 6:09. You're tuned. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here.
Good morning.
Old habits die hard.
Just say it, Bob. Yes. Just say it. Move on. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So let's forget college football. It's totally stupid, and it sucks. Let's get into a sport we can really wrap our heads around lips around.
What?
Hot dog eating contest. Oh. That's the real sports world.
Yeah.
Joey Chestnut breaks world record.
He's amazing.
Kobayashi had no chance. Can you believe it's been 15 years since they met? 15 years.
No, that doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't. Mm-mm. So Joey Chestnut and Takeru Kobayashi renewed the most competitive rivalry in competitive eating. It was Monday. Netflix. Unfinished beef.
Ooh.
Special. That's right. With Chestnut winning 83-66.
That's huge.
83 hot dogs broke the world record for most eaten in 10 minutes. Did you hear me? 83 hot dogs. So you got a pack of hot dogs. Let's say there's 8 in that pack.
Yeah.
Stack them up. 10 of those plus 3 individuals. That's a lot of dogs.
Yeah. That's 7 seconds apiece or something?
And the guy's skinny.
Oh, yeah. And these guys usually are, actually. It's kind of
maybe it is. Eat more, get skinny. I don't know.
Wow. But eat more hot dogs.
But he crushed them, 83-66. Wow. Chestnut won $100,000 in prize money. But he gets a lot more than that. Remember there was a big riff with him and the regular hot dog company. Was it Nathan's, I think, sponsored it or somebody? Anyway, he makes a lot of money somehow.
He does. He does indeed. It's crazy.
Crazy. A lot of hot dogs.
Well, $100,000 for one competition.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, his endorsements and stuff, they pay a lot more than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, would you want to go through that? And it can't be good for you.
No.
No, it
cannot be. How
do you
feel the next day or so?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we're not going to get graphic or anything, but
stretch it out.
And what's the prep you do before?
They eat. You got to get us literally going to stretch it out. That's my understanding. Yeah.
But then you want to start with nothing in your stomach that day, I would think.
I don't know. I know that
we're
they're
not professionals.
Well, there is a science to it, and somebody like him, I think he's figured out what works for his body. And yeah, you'd think it's like, I'm not going to eat, you know, for several days. I'll be really hungry.
But no, because then your stomach would contract, and
you've got to get your stomach, I guess, in shape to hold it or get rid of it quick, or I don't know. But
and they actually have buns on these. You were talking about the pack of hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They've got buns on them.
Yeah, and they soak them like in water. Is that way you can just kind of swallow is really what it comes down to.
Yum.
No, it doesn't make you want to eat hot dogs at all. So it's funny that hot dog makers would be sponsors. It's like, no, it grosses you out. Why would you want to be associated with something gross?
I was listening to someone who was actually at one of these type of competitions, and they were talking about the smell. Because think of how many hot dogs you've cooked, and you've got that smell of that boiling water and the whole bit. And it's just, she said it's not really pleasant.
Oh. Well.
Which I love a good hot dog.
Same here.
You know, now you pile stuff on, I'm like, hey, put a little mustard on that thing, I'm good to go.
I can go I could go kind of lean and mean and, yeah. and straightforward. But I prefer, you know, but it's usually if I'm making the chili dog. I just won't eat anybody's chili
See,
dog.
See, that's a whole other animal.
And then a good kraut dog, I can appreciate that. So
not a kraut fan. Just never went there.
It's good for you.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But do I eat it like on a regular basis? No, very rare. Mm. Mom would make it every once in a while. I forget. What would the dish be that she'd make? It was some kind of German dish, I guess.
Yeah, makes sense.
German potato salad, some sauerkraut, and I don't know, Wiener schnitzels or something like that. All right. I'm doing anything I can to refrain from having to talk about the Gators.
Oh, talk about trashed. Oh my goodness. That was just not a good day. I know you were looking for tickets. Aren't you glad you didn't, like,
Yes.
get any?
Yeah. Well, I've just thought some, you know, sometimes just friends are like, oh, we got an extra pair. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Sometimes they want face value, whatever. That's cool. But I was like, I'm not going to pay, like, extra.
No.
Because I didn't feel good going into this game. I didn't feel like the Gators were going to, I was afraid they were going to do as poorly as they did, I guess. 41-17. Now, let's give Miami some credit. They're ranked 19th for a reason. This kid, Cam Ward, this quarterback, shows it, looks like he's the real deal. I mean, you know, look, it's one thing to lose, but we got... We took it on the chin, so
to speak. Was it 41-17, I think, wasn't it? Oh, my
goodness. And our only saving grace is that it looks like FSU sucks as well.
Yes.
That's our saving grace.
Wow, that makes you feel good.
FSU 0-2. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I wasn't rooting against you, by the way. I don't root against them unless they're playing each other. But, Boston College beat them last night, 28-13. So FSU people are, you know, they're going to be crying today. Gator people, we're still crying days later. Well, you know what? Maybe it's time to just, you know, kick back and light up that spliff. torch up that blunt, dude.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
Coach better just hope there's not, like, torches and pitchforks.
No, I'm talking about weed.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh.
I do know what you're talking
about.
Did
you hear that Trump came out and he supports legalizing marijuana?
I didn't see that. I saw that, like, he says it's gonna pass in Florida anyway, and it seems like he's not trying to fight against that in any way.
Here's what I have. Former President Donald Trump came out and supported legalizing recreational use of marijuana in Florida on Truth Social. He informed his followers that something legal in other states should no longer be criminalized in Florida. Trump said he supports Amendment 3, Florida's recreational marijuana law. He said it would go into effect whether people like it or not, because it will have enough votes, and he therefore wants it done correctly. His vote preferences on Florida ballot initiatives are making news on more than one front. His back and forth on whether he will or won't support an abortion measure in the state has been a major point of contention on both the right and the left. All right. So
I get it, but I remember when I had my convertible and I'd be driving around in Gainesville, you smell pot all the time. I'm like, all we need is more people even think they can just run around all the time.
Ah, the days of Gainesville green.
Oh, it's they like green, all right.
It's a problem if you're driving school buses, operating machinery, driving vehicles. Yep. I mean, that's the concern, and and I think it is a. We deserve to have some care and concern. We'll talk about it further, whether in the end this is good or bad. It is 6:16. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you never have to miss a minute. On demand 24/7, just subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you normally get your podcast. Hang in there. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trash Talking Tuesday, rolling. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:22. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Morning, Greg.
It is morning indeed. Good morning.
Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
Morning, Pierce.
FSU 0-2. That's the only saving grace for us Gator fans. Wah, cry, wah.
Yeah.
Gators got just trounced 41-17, and it just makes me feel blah, so I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Okay,
well, there you go.
We can talk about sports, though. Gator, great. Ricky Pearsall, I love watching that guy play. Man, would he go up for the ball? Well, he got picked, you know, in the first round. He should. Mm-hmm. It was like 32nd pick, something like that overall. Anyway, playing for the 49ers, right? He's a rookie.
Yep.
This is going to be great. He's going to do very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Until he gets shot in the chest.
That will take you out of a couple of three or four games.
Yeah, apparently it was a robbery attempt, San Francisco, Saturday. Yeah, go figure, crime rate. Sustained a bullet wound to the chest, serious but stable condition, the team wrote. We ask that you please respect his privacy. Thoughts and prayers with Ricky and the entire Pearsall family. The player's mom, Erin, speaking out about the attack on her son. Update on my baby boy, she wrote on a Facebook post. First and foremost, I want to thank God.
Nice.
For protecting my baby boy. He is extremely lucky. God shielded him. He was shot in the chest.
Yeah.
And it exited out his back.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I mean, close range.
That's going to take more than a stitch.
Yeah,
that is really
not only two marks.
No, he really that he no he's blessed to be alive.
Well, there was a cop who was on the scene. She was a 25-year veteran of the PD there, and she was on it quick and was, you know, applying pressure and encouraging him. And he even asked him, "Am I going to die?" You know, and she was like, "You know, God's with you. We're okay. We're going to be good. Keep breathing," and just kind of tried to keep him focused.
You get shot in the chest, and it doesn't hit a vital organ.
Oh man,
there's. Not much of a pathway through there. Police say the 17-year-old who attempted to rob the player accidentally shot himself when Pearsall struggled against him.
Wow.
The attacker was wounded in the arm during the struggle. So the attacker was taken into custody. His officers arrived on the scene. And, you know, it's San Francisco, so I'm sure a little slap on the wrist to be out there shooting people again soon enough.
Yeah, comma, a little bail them out.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Team's decision to put Pearsall on the list came just 48 hours after the rookie's gunshot. Yep, he's going to miss four games. Mm-hmm. So... He's lucky.
That's pretty good.
He's ever going to get to play football, let alone breathe. I mean, it's just, that is, it's just awesome that he is alive and he's going to be well enough to play football in a few weeks. Man. And it just, you know, what are the odds? And it was very random. It's not like somebody's following around. Like, you know, like I could tell this guy has money or whatever, I don't think. It was just wrong place, wrong time, random.
I go to call the guy.
One of your other top stories, I mean, it's a Florida top story, and it's going to be, former President Trump has come out in support of legalizing recreational use of marijuana. Now, here's my take, and of course, it's not a simplistic, nobody's take is probably simplistic. On one hand, it's like, do we really need another substance to alter our state of minds?
No.
And probably not. And then people would say, well, and rightfully so, well, it's been around for a long time. It's there anyway. So, yeah, you've got a point there. Do you really want to start spending money and resources, police, arrests, attorneys, jail time, ruined families, loss of jobs, all those things over marijuana, which I'm not going to say it's harmless. It's not. However, is it more dangerous than alcohol? Well, I mean...
They both affect your thinking, vision, driving, balance. I mean, is there a big difference?
No, it just...
I'm just asking.
Yeah, well, it's... And again, there is something I think about the weed where it does get treated a little different from alcohol from the standpoint that, you know, time and a place for alcohol. Hey, it's happy hour. Hey, it's the weekend. Hey, sure. I'm sitting on my couch watching TV. Okay, and the weed could be the same way, but it seems like, and it's just because it'd be me, unless if you're an alcoholic, that doesn't apply. But just for the average person, it's like you wouldn't start the day doing a couple of shots.
But
it seems like the marijuana, there's a little bit more of a tendency in that area, I think. And again,
more random.
Yeah.
Not specific. Because it's not a cultural thing like happy hour or whatever. It's probably just done on someone's whim.
But then if you compare it to other things that a doctor may prescribe somebody for some of the things that marijuana might help them with, like anxiety or whatever, it's a tough call,
it is.
Honestly.
Because that's a whole different topic with the whole medicinal side.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a prude, but I'm also like, marijuana, we have to admit, is strong, much stronger than it used to be, and probably isn't quite as harmless as many of us probably thought it was.
That's true. I agree with that.
All right. So we'll move on for now, but we'll also get your input as well. Coming up, the astronauts. Are they getting stir crazy? They're not coming home till February. Are they hearing things? Or are they hearing things? Details on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. It's already Tuesday. Yeah.
Wow.
Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Here we are, 6:38. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy.
Hey.
Trying to get you fired up. Look, you know, we talked about the Gators loss, talked about FSU loss. You know, we got those things. Former President Trump is in favor of legalizing marijuana in Florida because I guess the basic reason is, you know, you don't want to tie up the legal system, arrest of people, stuff like that. We got bigger fish to fry. I'm just, you know, as part of me says, that's all we need is something else to, you know, get us, you know, out of our minds, so to speak, altered state of consciousness, whatever. But I don't know. I want people to have freedom, but daggone it, people prove they can't handle any kind of, can't make the easiest of decisions. People are just, a lot of people are just doofuses. Can I say that?
That's the nice way to put it. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. And a little mind-altering drug doesn't help. Just saying.
And then there's the really just sickening realization of what Hamas has done. Is this going to be a turning point?
Mm.
Well, what about these college, so-called college kids that are on campuses that are pro-Palestinian and in some cases pro-Hamas? They really believe, some of them, that and justifies the means. In other words, if you got to have a few terrorist attacks, you got to torture a few innocent people, you got to kill women and children and babies, you know, you got to do what you got to do. I'm not exaggerating. I know we've seen, you know, a lot in our lives and in the history that we know of man. We've done nasty things to each other. But how can you continue to support Hamas? They released a disturbing terrorist propaganda video of six hostages that were abducted from Israel and recently found dead. The video shows them being shot in the head in cold blood.
Oh.
These are young people, 23, 24, 25, 32, 40, 27. Okay, two of them were women. Women.
Yeah.
Except some of these were abducted during that concert.
Right.
So they've held them all this time, and then they videoed them being shot in the head in cold blood.
Wasn't that a year ago coming October?
Yes.
Oh.
How can you ever, if you ever could find yourself supportive of Hamas?
Yeah.
You have lost something. I don't, maybe your soul. I'm sorry. You can tell me all about how you Zionist nation and the Jewish this and that. You get a nice try. Nice try. Cold-blooded murder of innocent people. And you support them? I don't and I can't wrap my head around it.
No.
And is this going to be a turning point now? Will this be some sort of a realization? I mean, we already know they were sick, they were bad, they torture, maim, kill, whatever. But I mean, this, so blatant and so obvious. At the same time that, like, Netanyahu was starting to talk about a ceasefire. So how can you possibly tell Netanyahu and the Jewish people how we think they should defend their homeland? How insulting is that? I don't blame them that they want to exterminate every one of those vermin. They're like hideous rats. They're awful. How can you support that? And how could you possibly want to stop Netanyahu and others, the IDF, who want to find these people, drag them out from under the rocks, the tunnels, and kill them? I support that. I support Hamas being completely wiped out. Why do we put up with this? It doesn't make any sense at all. It is beyond tragic. It is grotesque. Grotesque that we would allow that. That there are actually people that cheer for Hamas, back Hamas, stand in the streets, hold signs for Hamas. It's just beyond rotten. Hamas terrorists filmed the six Israeli hostages before executing them last week, a gruesome reminder of the tactics of psychological warfare once used by ISIS. They released a video on Telegram Monday showing the six recently slain hostages speaking into the camera while announcing it will release their last messages to the world before they were killed. In the video, all six hostages whose bodies were found by the IDF on Sunday are seen confirming their identities before cutting to a still frame, threatening to release their last messages. The video ends with a threat to release the message in coming hours. The six hostages were murdered in cold blood before they could be rescued by Israeli soldiers. They included American-Israeli hostage Hirsch Goldberg Poland. All six were executed by being shot in the head. This is grotesque. There are kids in American colleges that are saying they agree with Hamas.
Yeah. And then you've got the groups, just to take a little bunny trail here. Some of the women's groups, some of the LGBT groups. It's like they're supporting Hamas and have no clue how they would be treated if they were there. They are just totally clueless.
Yeah, it's not like the Palestinian people have any broad rights and expectations if they have a different lifestyle, etc.
No, not at all.
It's the whole thing is bizarre. It's really the devil at work, I guess.
Yeah.
Senator John Fetterman responded to the news of the bodies of the six hostages in a post on X. Fetterman cast blame on Hamas for being responsible for the entire humanitarian catastrophe. It came after it was revealed the IDF had identified the hostages. All right, so support for Israel is unbreakable, Fetterman said. Yeah, one of the few that really gets it.
Yeah.
We should completely join them in ridding the planet of Hamas. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I know, we got to pump it up. We got to lighten it up a little bit. Oh, the astronauts. Have they made contact? This is not a joke. I'm going to share that with you next. 97.3 The Sky. Trash Talking Tuesday continues. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:49 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Hope you enjoyed a three-day weekend. And yes, the Gators licking their wounds. 41-17 loss to Miami. Miami's ranked 19. Maybe they're a great football team. Their quarterback, Cam Ward, looked pretty good. FSU suffered their second loss in as many games. They're 0-2. They lost It's already Tuesday. Yeah. Wow. Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Here we are, 6:38. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy.
Hey.
Trying to get you fired up. Look, you know, we talked about the Gators loss, talked about FSU loss. You know, we got those things. Former President Trump is in favor of legalizing marijuana in Florida because I guess the basic reason is, you know, you don't want to tie up the legal system, arresting people, stuff like that. We got bigger fish to fry. I'm just, you know, as part of me says, that's all we need is something else to, you know, get us, you know, out of our minds, so to speak, altered state of consciousness, whatever. But I don't know. I want people to have freedom, but daggone it, people prove they can't handle any kind of, can't make the easiest of decisions. People are just, a lot of people are just doofuses. Can I say that?
That's the nice way to put it. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. And a little mind altering drug doesn't help. Just saying.
And then there's the really just sickening realization of what Hamas has done. Is this going to be a turning point? Mm. Well, what about these college, so-called college kids that are on campuses that are pro-Palestinian and in some cases pro-Hamas? They really believe, some of them, that the, and justifies the means. In other words, if you got to have a few terrorist attacks, you got to torture a few innocent people, you got to kill women and children and babies, you know, you got to do what you got to do. I'm not exaggerating. I know we've seen, you know, a lot in our lives and in the history that we know of man. We've done nasty things to each other. But how can you continue to support Hamas? They released a disturbing terrorist propaganda video of six hostages that were abducted from Israel and recently found dead. The video shows them being shot in the head in cold blood.
Oh.
These are young people, 23, 24, 25, 32, 40, 27. Okay, two of them were women. Women.
Yeah.
Except some of these were abducted during that concert.
Right.
So they've held them all this time, and then they videoed them being shot in the head in cold blood.
Wasn't that a year ago coming October?
Yes. Oh. How can you ever... How in the world, if you ever could find yourself supportive of Hamas, you have lost something. I don't, maybe your soul. I'm sorry. You can tell me all about how you Zionist nation and the Jewish this and that. You get a nice try. Nice try. Cold blooded murder of innocent people. And you support them? I don't, and I can't wrap my head around it.
No.
And is this going to be a turning point now? Will this be some sort of a realization? I mean, we already know they were sick, they were bad, they torture, maim, kill, whatever. But I mean, this, so blatant and so obvious. At the same time that, like, Netanyahu was starting to talk about a ceasefire. So how can you possibly tell Netanyahu and the Jewish people how we think they should defend their homeland? How insulting is that? I don't blame them that they want to exterminate every one of those vermin. They're like hideous rats. They're awful. How can you support that? And how could you possibly want to stop Netanyahu and others, the IDF, who want to find these people, drag them out from under the rocks, the tunnels, and kill them? I support that. I support Hamas being completely wiped out. Why do we put up with this? It doesn't make any sense at all. It is beyond tragic. It is grotesque. Grotesque that we would allow that. That there are actually people that cheer for Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
Back Hamas, stand in the streets, hold signs for Hamas. It's just beyond rotten. Hamas terrorists filmed the six Israeli hostages before executing them last week, a gruesome reminder of the tactics of psychological warfare once used by ISIS. They released a video on Telegram Monday showing the six recently slain hostages speaking into the camera while announcing it will release their last messages to the world before they were killed. In the video, all six hostages whose bodies were found by the IDF on Sunday are seen confirming their identities before cutting to a still frame, threatening to release their last messages. The video ends with a threat to release the message in coming hours. The six hostages were murdered in cold blood before they could be rescued by Israeli soldiers. They included American-Israeli hostage Hirsch Goldberg Poland. All six were executed by being shot in the head. This is grotesque. There are kids in American colleges that are saying they agree with Hamas.
Yeah. And then you've got the groups, just to take a little you know, bunny trail here. Some of the women's groups, some of the LGBT groups. It's like they're supporting Hamas and have no clue how they would be treated if they were there. They are just totally clueless.
Yeah, it's not like the Palestinian people have any broad rights and expectations if they have a different lifestyle, etc.
No, not at all.
It's the whole thing is bizarre. It's really the devil at work, I guess.
Yeah.
Senator John Fetterman responded to the news of the bodies of the six hostages in a post on X. Fetterman cast blame on Hamas for being responsible for the entire humanitarian catastrophe. It came after it was revealed the IDF had identified the hostages. All right, so support for Israel is unbreakable, Fetterman said. Yeah, one of the few that really gets it.
Yeah.
We should completely join them in ridding the planet of Hamas. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I know, we got to pump it up. We got to lighten it up a little bit. Oh, the astronauts. Have they made contact? This is not a joke. I'm going to share it with you next. 97.3 The Sky. Trash Talking Tuesday continues. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:49 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Hope you enjoyed a three-day weekend. And yes, the Gators licking their wounds. 41-17 loss to Miami. Miami's ranked 19. Maybe they're a great football team. Their quarterback, Cam Ward, looked pretty good. FSU suffered their second loss in as many games. They're 0-2. They lost to Boston College, 28-13. But most importantly, Joey Chestnut won in his challenge over Kobayashi, 83-66. That's a lot of dogs. How about them dogs?
Oh, man.
Ate all them. All right, so we've got that going on. But are we making contact? Are we being visited? You know, we have astronauts flying around in space. Are they picking up some odd signal? And I'm not making this up. NASA astronaut Butch Wilmore reported strange pulsing noises emanating from a speaker inside the Boeing Starliner spacecraft, which has been docked at the International Space Station for nearly 3 months after stranding Wilmore and fellow astronaut Suni Williams in space. It sounds like some sort of a sonar type thing. Greg, if you can crank that up.
Yeah, sounds like
you hear that?
Yeah, like if you're on a submarine hearing sonar pinging you.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
It's like
constant. That's weird.
ARS Technica reports that the Boeing Starliner spacecraft currently docked at the ISS has started emitting this peculiar noise. They've left the astronauts and mission control puzzled.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, it was Saturday, but they contacted Mission Control at Johnson Space Center in Houston to report the unusual sounds coming from the speaker. And they even used to identify, they said, sonar-like noises.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
I mean, I could imagine you're getting stir-crazy. You've been there for a long time. You were supposed to come home several times. They keep pushing that back. Now it's back to February.
Yes.
So, yeah. But if you can say, hey, are we just hearing stuff or can you hear this too? You could pick that up, that noise.
Yeah. And NASA goes, yeah, we hear it too, but we don't know what it is.
Maybe it's the Chinese are just keeping an eye on it, you know? So well, they're sending a pulse back and forth.
I mean, you do wonder, because we face it. You can't trust them for anything, so who knows?
Yeah, that's crazy. All right. There was one I wanted to do before this. Oh, well.
It'll pop up again.
Yeah, it will. Why does that happen? I mean, the more prepared I am, the less flippin' prepared it seems like I am.
But doesn't it drive you crazy? And we do this a lot. We do it with stories. People do it with other things. You know that there's something that you put right here, and you're looking right there.
And it doesn't register.
And then, but after about 5 minutes, you're like, oh, there it is. And
exactly.
It's exactly where it was supposed to be.
Here it is.
Okay. See, told you.
More than 90,000 Ford and Lincoln vehicles are being recalled because engine valves that may have a propensity to crack and break.
Well, that's not good.
According to NHTSA, approximately 90,700 21-22-year Ford Bronco, Ford Edge, Ford Explorer, Ford F-150, Lincoln Aviator, Lincoln Nautilus contain the impacted 2.7-liter or 3-liter Nano Eco Boost engine. Well, so, yeah, that's something that you definitely want to get in touch with your dealer about.
Ford's had a lot of recalls. I mean, everybody has issues, and we've talked about it. The more complicated, the more technological they get, we're going to ask for more trouble. But we are trying to get so much power out of these small engines, and we are, I don't know. I'm glad to see them backing off on the whole electric thing and going more hybrid and maybe using some of the electric technology for, like, delivery vans and things that are good for the city. But what they're trying to do out of these little, sometimes sub-2-liter engines.
Well, the more you try to squeeze out of it, you can do it. But then it becomes more and more like a very exotic, say, supercar. It's like, yeah, it's super when it runs, but it has a propensity to break because it runs in almost a strained condition. Milking every ounce out of it every time it runs. While I'm talking about cars, let me throw this one in there. Volkswagen is considering closing plants in its home country. Why? Well, the whole European Union is grappling with a flood of cheap China-made cars that are increasingly making up a share of auto sales in the continent. Volkswagen one of the oldest, been around the longest?
Absolutely.
And a plant closure there would be the first time the automaker closed a plant in its home country and the first time it closed a plant worldwide since closing Westmoreland, Pennsylvania in 1988. The move would come as Chinese automakers offering highly subsidized cars, sometimes made with slave labor, grow their market share across Europe, triggering the EU to impose temporary tariffs on China-made electric vehicles. Yeah, look, they're using slave labor. You can't compete with that. Hey, what are your labor costs? Zero!
Yeah.
They also, just, you know, take a loss on them. That's what they do. They dump, just like they dump steel, like they've done other things.
Yep.
So they're doing it. And you know what? You don't think that they would do it here?
Sure.
And who would stop? Would Kamala stop them?
No. And you've got, I think the company is BYD, I think, one of the Chinese manufacturers. They're wanting to build here. It's like they better be careful and not let them in.
It is. And then people who are just, you know, trying to get by, scrounging, they have to make, you know, these decisions all the time, what they can afford, what they can't.
Sure, I get it.
So,
but it's going to bite you and everybody else later.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. Hey, sometimes Europe learns things the hard way, and then we can avoid the same situation. And then sometimes our stupid leaders just take us exactly to where they were at.
China.
Two U.S. Marines ambushed and assaulted in Turkey. I'll explain coming up. 97.3 The Sky. Trash Talking Tuesday continues. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:49 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Hope you enjoyed a three-day weekend. And yes, the Gators licking their wounds. 41-17 loss to Miami. Miami's ranked 19. Maybe they're a great football team. Their quarterback, Cam Ward, looked pretty good. FSU suffered their second loss in as many games. They're 0-2. They lost to Boston College, 28-13. But most importantly, Joey Chestnut won in his challenge over Kobayashi, 83-66. That's a lot of dogs. How about them dogs?
Oh, man.
Ate all them. All right, so we've got that going on. But are we making contact? Are we being visited? You know, we have astronauts flying around in space. Are they picking up some odd signal? And I'm not making this up. NASA astronaut Butch Wilmore reported strange pulsing noises emanating from a speaker inside the Boeing Starliner spacecraft, which has been docked at the International Space Station for nearly 3 months after stranding Wilmore and fellow astronaut Suni Williams in space. It sounds like some sort of a sonar type thing. Greg, if you can crank that up.
Yeah, sounds like
you hear that?
Yeah, like if you're on a submarine hearing sonar pinging you.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
It's like
constant. That's weird.
ARS Technica reports that the Boeing Starliner spacecraft currently docked at the ISS has started emitting this peculiar noise. They've left the astronauts and mission control puzzled.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, it was Saturday that they contacted mission control at Johnson Space Center in Houston to report the unusual sounds coming from the speaker. And they even used to identify, they said, sonar-like noises.
That's what it sounds like, yeah. Mm.
Well, I mean, I could imagine you're getting stir-crazy. You've been there for a long time. You were supposed to come home several times. They keep pushing that back. Now it's back to February.
Yes.
So, yeah. But if you can say, hey, are we just hearing stuff or can you hear this too? You could pick that up, that noise.
Yeah. And NASA goes, yeah, we hear it too, but we don't know what it is.
Maybe the Chinese are just keeping an eye on it, you know? So well, they're sending a pulse back and forth.
I mean, you do wonder, because we face it. You can't trust them for anything, so who knows?
Yeah, that's crazy. All right. There was one I wanted to do before this. Oh, well.
It'll pop up again.
Yeah, it will. Why does that happen? I mean, the more prepared I am, the less flippin' prepared it seems like I am.
But doesn't it drive you crazy? And we do this a lot. We do it with stories. People do it with other things. You know that there's something that you put right here, and you're looking right there.
And it doesn't register.
And then, but after about 5 minutes, you're like, oh, there it is. And
exactly.
It's exactly where it was supposed to be.
Here it is.
Okay. See, he told you.
More than 90,000 Ford and Lincoln vehicles are being recalled because engine valves that may have a propensity to crack and break.
Well, that's not good.
According to NHTSA, approximately 90,700 21-22-year Ford Bronco, Ford Edge, Ford Explorer, Ford F-150, Lincoln Aviator, Lincoln Nautilus contain the impacted 2.7-liter or 3-liter Nano Eco Boost engine. Well, so, yeah, that's something that you definitely want to get in touch with your dealer
about. Ford's had a lot of recalls. I mean, they've Everybody has issues, and we've talked about it. The more complicated, the more technological they get, we're going to ask for more trouble. But we are trying to get so much power out of these small engines, and we are, I don't know. I'm glad to see them backing off on the whole electric thing and going more hybrid and maybe using some of the electric technology for, like, delivery vans and things that are good for the city. But what they're trying to do out of these little, sometimes sub-2-liter engines.
Well, the more you try to squeeze out of it, you can do it. But then it becomes more and more like a very exotic, say, supercar. It's like, yeah, it's super when it runs, but it has a propensity to break because it runs in almost a strained condition.
All
like
the
they're
time.
Milking every ounce out of it every time it runs. While I'm talking about cars, let me throw this one in there. Volkswagen is considering closing plants in its home country. Why? Well, the whole European Union is grappling with a flood of cheap China-made cars that are increasingly making up a share of auto sales in the continent.
We've talked about
isn't
that
Volkswagen one of the oldest, been around the longest?
Absolutely.
And a plant closure there would be the first time the automaker closed a plant in its home country and the first time it closed a plant worldwide since closing Westmoreland, Pennsylvania in 1988. The move would come as Chinese automakers offering highly subsidized cars, sometimes made with slave labor, grow their market share across Europe, triggering the EU to impose temporary tariffs on China-made electric vehicles. Yeah, look, they're using slave labor. You can't compete with that. Hey, hey, what are your labor costs? Zero!
Yeah.
They also just, you know, take a loss on them. That's what they do. They dump, just like they dump steel, like they've done other things.
Yep.
So they're doing it. And you know what? You don't think that they would do it here?
Sure.
And who would stop? Would Kamala stop them?
No. And you've got, I think the company is BYD, I think, one of the Chinese manufacturers. They're wanting to build here. It's like they better be careful and not let them in.
It is, and then people who are just, you know, trying to get by, scrounging, they have to make, you know, these decisions all the time, what they can afford, what they can't.
Sure, I get it.
So,
but it's going to bite you and everybody else later.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. Hey, sometimes Europe learns things the hard way, and then we can avoid the same situation. And then sometimes our stupid leaders just take us exactly to where they were at.
China.
Two U.S. Marines ambushed and assaulted in Turkey. I'll explain coming up. 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.